our show, we go inside the Beltway with, as I like to say, the true insiders from Talk Radio News, none better than Victoria Jones. We always like to kick it around with her. Hey, Victoria, I hear you're melting at Foggy Bottom. Has it gotten hot in D.C., huh?
It has gotten hot in D.C., and that's exactly how I love it. I love the heat. I love to hear the crickets. I don't like them coming in my house, but I just love this weather.
Well, it's good that you like it, because you probably might be in the minority among a few people there anyway.
Everybody complains. They all complain about the heat, and then they complain when there's a quarter inch of snow on the ground. They don't know what they like in this town.
That's America. We don't know what we want, right? Even when it comes to the weather.
That's true.
Sure. It's true. It's true. People don't know what they want. Too many choices. We have too many choices. The Supreme Court obviously is going to shove one of their rulings off to the side, or at least the release of it, because of Gitmo. What was going on with Gitmo today? What did the Supreme Court hand down?
Well, basically what they decided was there were a whole load of Gitmo detainees who have pretty much been considered not to be a danger. And the Supreme Court had decided that they would, having previously decided that that they had a right, I think I've got this right, it gets complicated, but previously having decided that they had a right to be heard, I think this is how it goes, they then decided that they weren't going to hear their case.
Yeah, so with that going on, then we'll see, maybe next week or maybe the following week, right, for the health care stuff.
They can't leave it much later than that because they pack up their buckets and spades and head off to the seashore, you know, dig sandcastles come the beginning of July. I mean, I think next week, the week after. Now, it's interesting. They do have a sense of the dramatic. They may leave the health care law until the very last week. That's a possibility, in which case we may get the Texas redistricting and the Arizona immigration law next week. Or, you know, they could come out with all of them. You just don't know which way they're going to jump on these things.
Yeah. So we move from that. We slide from the Supremes to Congress. John McCain, this is huge, the senator talking about the leaks, kind of the whodunit, and he's calling for a special counsel. So what's going to happen here? I mean, this is a big swing.
Yeah, he's probably going to introduce his Senate resolution tomorrow calling for a special counsel to investigate this recent series of leaks. That may not be tomorrow, it probably is. Well, basically, because it's a sense of the Senate resolution, it doesn't mean anything. It's not like passing a law. But what it means a couple of things. One thing it means is that he's doing a smackdown. He's throwing down the gauntlet and saying, I don't trust the Justice Department to investigate these leaks, because last Friday, Eric Holder, the AG, appointed two attorneys general to appoint the leaks. One was appointed by Obama, but the other one, who had worked for Kenneth Starr, was appointed by George W. Bush. And he's saying, in effect, and he not in effect, he is saying that he's questioning whether the Justice Department could investigate these leaks. So that's one thing he's saying. And then the
wow.
other thing that's going on is that you've had pretty much unanimity within the Senate over these leaks in terms of wanting investigations. But when it comes to the special counsel, there's a split. You don't hear Democrats calling for one. You're hearing Democrats supporting the U.S. attorneys, and you're hearing Republicans supporting the special counsel.
Wow, yeah, that's interesting. I mean, I think this whole thing with the leaks, though, too, as much as the White House wants to see it go away, I don't think it's going away anytime soon, even through this whole lame duck situation.
I think you're right. I don't think the leaks are going away either. I think this issue's here to stay.
Yeah, I do, too. All right, here's another issue that Daryl Issa, the congressman from California, is really wants to be front and center as well, and that's Eric Holder and the situation with Fast and Furious. What's the latest there? Because he keeps pushing the pedal to the metal, so to speak.
Yes, Daryl Issa, the head of the chair of the House Oversight Committee, is going to issue a contempt citation for the Attorney General Eric Holder next week over Fast and Furious. This is now apparently going to happen. It's been talked about for weeks, and he's been trying to get the Republican leadership in the House on board. They've been reluctant to get on board, but they've suddenly got on board. You've got to wonder why, but the sense of it is really that, it probably has rather a lot to do with it being an election year. And they're saying that, well, you know, Holder had a long time to turn over the documents. He hasn't done it. And they haven't asserted privilege, so that's it. Now, the Department of Justice put out a statement this afternoon saying this is ridiculous. This is unwarranted, that Daryl Issa is playing political games at the expense of all Americans, and that as recently as a few days ago, department staff and committee staff were discussing a way toward a resolution of this matter. So they're effectively saying, what's up with that?
Yeah, exactly. What's up with that? Victoria Jones, try to keep cool, even though I know you're embracing the hot weather there in D.C. We appreciate all the updates, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right, coming up in this hour of America tonight, besides some of the things that Victoria and I basically cruised over, big things, the Kings win the Stanley Cup. That's pretty big for the people in Los Angeles. Woohoo! Are there any hockey fans there? Beck nabs the big contract. Are you a big fan of Glenn Beck's? Boy, he breaks the barrier with a huge radio deal. And speaking of deals, $125 billion bailout for Spain. Supposedly he's going to recapitalize that country's banks and give the continent, Europe, in other words, the relief that they need from the crazy European debt crisis that could be a catastrophe in a sense to many of us. But the Nobel economist, Paul Krugman, says, great that they're giving them $125 billion in bucks, but trust me, there's a catastrophe right around the corner. No kidding. It's like that whole thing about throwing money at a problem. There isn't enough money. Look what happened with Greece, two bailouts. What's going on with Spain, besides Spain, Italy? Italy's in a huge economic recession. Boy, if you wanted to go abroad, do it now, probably because you can get a good deal, and two, because who knows what all these ruins and all these sites are going to look like within the next 6 months. What will people do? Take to the streets and riot? Who knows? Who knows what an Italy, or some of the hot spots in Italy or Spain will look like? Look what's happening to Greece. You couldn't pay me to go to Greece right now. And speaking of what's happening there, because as the Spain bailout was announced, it just once again reverberates on Wall Street. The S&P was down 1.3%. If you're listening to me, you say, oh, do we have to get into the economics? Of course we do. Why? Because it affects every single one of us in some way. This is touching you, trust me. Yet the Federal Reserve reporting that American families have lost 39%. There's been a 39% drop in wealth under the Obama administration. The same, the 39% drop that you had 20 years ago under George Herbert Walker Bush. So 20 years ago to now, the same drop. And I think that's scary. Does that show that we're in a recovery? No, it doesn't show that we're in a recovery at all. It shows that the private sector is not doing great either. Because why? Because they can't hire enough people. They can't hire people because they're stuck. You got to make those profits. Still make those profits. How are you going to hire those people? I mean, it's simple economics. That's the gist of it. Stay with us. We're kicking the can down the road. We got a hoax to talk about, too. We're going to mix that all in this hour. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Note here for all of you who want to hear me talk to Ed Klein. Guess what? I'm going to do it in the second hour here on America Tonight. He was just quoted today as saying that the Obama administration, if you look at how historically he'll be referenced, he says he's a failure like Carter. So, and he talks about the presidential historians that were asked to dine with him off the record in the White House 5 months into stepping into the role of president. At the time, he had huge approval ratings. Remember, it was like 63%, something like that. Anyway, Ed Klein is going to kick it around with us in the second hour here on America Tonight. He talks about interviewing over 200 people, including the Reverend Jeremiah Wright, who he spent a bunch of time with, and some others as well. He talks about the 3 most powerful people in the White House. You don't want to miss that coming up in the second hour of America Tonight. That book that he's written, Amateur, is tops on the New York Times bestseller list. It's been there now for a couple of weeks. And I don't know if a lot of people know this, but Ed Klein used to be one of the editors for the New York Times magazine. So great conversation with Klein coming up in our second hour. But before we get there, I said there's kind of, you know, a lot of odds and ends. I like to say the buzz in your backyard and mine, a lot of things are kind of hanging out there. Something we've talked about a lot is, why can't we verify who the citizens are who are voting? You know, I was thinking about this, and I got my voter registration card maybe a month ago. And they always change it, you know, different colors, yellow, blue, whatever it is. But in registering to vote, I remember having to really show everything, and meaning show everything. Maybe I better clarify that. Driver's license. I think I even had a birth certificate with me, but you had to have some form of ID, right? I had to have some form of ID when I did it, when I got the, when I got registered. So in Florida, they're suing the Department of Homeland Security over the access to a database that they have to verify the citizens of the state residents so that they can get rid of the non-citizens from their voter rolls. We've talked about this. We've had people on to talk about this, how ridiculous it is in Florida, the amount of people who are voting that shouldn't be voting, and then calling that a true and fair and, ooh, close election. I mean, give me a break. And what the state is saying, what the Assistant U.S. Attorney General Thomas Perez is saying, is that this purge, deciding to purge all these names from the database that don't match up, that are non-citizens, is too close to the elections, and it'll hurt the thousands of others who are lawful citizens to cast ballots, because Florida ignored the warnings by the Justice Department to stop, you know, to stop the voter purge. And so now you have the suit in the mix, and he says you can't do this. There's just no way that if you deny Florida access to what they call the SAFE program, that it's wrong. So this is going to go on for right up until the elections, I'm sure, right up until November. The Florida governor says we have a right to the database. I mean, we do. It's supposed to be for voter registration, and I want to use the database. We don't have a choice but to sue them because they won't give it to us. We want a clean election. So here's the thing. About 87 non-citizens have been found on the voter rolls so far. 47 have unlawfully cast ballots. But this is the tip of the iceberg. They know there's way more than that. 500 people have been contacted on the list. Most have been people who are lawfully citizens. Florida initially believed there'd be maybe 180,000 people that would be non-citizens. They don't know where it's going to fall. The Department of Justice ordered the state to drop the purge idea 2 weeks ago because they say that it violated voter rights, like I was mentioning, or laws, especially the National Voter Registration Act. And if you don't know what that means, why are they using that? Because it bans voter purges. This is convenient. 90 days, within 90 days of a federal election. So the ACLU sued Florida in federal court to stop the purge, saying it unfairly targets minorities. I mean, listen, I ask you, do we live in a banana republic? Do we not live in the United States, the greatest country in the face of the earth when it comes to technological advancements and all this other stuff? What are we doing? How is it that we're in this situation? I don't get it. I don't understand how we can't clearly. I was thinking about this today. It's like my husband is working out at a base with some sensitive information, let's say. He has like 3 different forms of ID. To get the 3 different forms of ID, boy, they went through an incredible background check. Okay, that's fair. We know that that's what happens, right? So we don't even care who's voting. I mean, in Florida, they're trying to make it so that it's a fair and it's as clean as an election as you can get. Nothing's ever going to be 100%. How is this unfairly targeting minorities? So in other words, what the ACLU is saying is, hey, listen, we know that there's a lot of people in Florida who came here on boats, killed themselves to get here, and if they want to vote and they're not here legally, let them vote. And this is wrong. I mean, you know, there might be some things you could back them up on. This would not be one of them. It is so uber sensitive, and I just don't understand it. You know, it's just like me going to another country, living there, and assuming, unless I become a citizen, that why can't I vote? I feel like I'm spending my money in wherever it is. We'll pick a country, any country. Let's say Spain. Of course, they have the king, but the king is just a figurehead. Let's pick another country. Let's pick Belgium or something, or Sweden. Sweden has interesting elections because they have blanks, basically. If you don't like anyone, you can sort of vote for blank, and then they can start all over again. But you sure can't vote if you're living in Sweden and you're illegally there hanging out with your pals, having the time of your life, and spending money in Sweden and doing all these cool things, traveling all these countries, doesn't matter, getting paid underneath the table, you're not voting in any elections in Sweden. It's not happening. And I know the comparisons are weak in one sense because we border a third world country with Mexico, and we know the problems of the immigration back and forth. We could argue about that all day long. It's kind of like a wicked game of when you're a kid of ring around the rosy. There is no end to this. The deal is, it's one thing to talk about somebody coming in illegally and, oh, they're doing this and they're doing that, and we need to figure out a way to handle this problem of illegal immigration. It's not fair, and blah, blah, blah. But the voting thing, come on, get your hands off our votes. I don't get it. I get it if I'm counting on those votes. If the people around me say, hey, you know what, there's this X factor in Florida, and with a little nudge here or there, it's going to make a huge difference on whether you get elected or not. Because, you know, frankly, there are people that will be able to vote that aren't legally here. But they can vote, and they'll vote for you because of some of what you're saying, of, you know, your stance on X, Y, Z. So, yeah, bring it on. Okay, I'm trying to scrap. I'm trying to get any vote I can get. So good for Rick Scott for standing his ground. I mean, they should. They should do that. Florida's suing the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. And how much money do we waste with all of this going back and forth suing? It's like the Department of Justice and the Arizona scuffle. Department of Justice goes after Arizona. They have to raise money for legal fees. You know, the lawyers in some of these situations, I guess, are the ones that really win because they're going to get the fees. And in this case, it's the same thing. You can't come to some kind of an agreement here. They won't let them use the roles, but yet say, well, no, you have to do this. There's got to be an easier way to do this, folks, and pull this apart and make it right. Do you think that a voter ID card is, way out there and too much information and too much privacy turned around? Or do you think it's the right way to go? There has to be a way to streamline somewhat this process. Come on. You might have a few ideas. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. What else is rattling around in my brain? Find out next.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69. $29.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Tonight, all about doom and gloom, because if you just tuned in, you already know that the net worth of American families falls 40% in 3 years. That's back down to what it was during the first Bush administration. Ooh, that's crazy, because I thought supposedly we were turning a corner here. Also, you heard me talk about the whole tussle over elections and voter IDs and taking people off the rolls who are here illegally, and Florida fighting to try to get the Department of Homeland Security's list to compare the database to their own so they can purge voters from the rolls who shouldn't be there. And I don't understand what the big deal is here, except for that the ACLU is in the middle of this, and they're saying, oh, yeah, no way. This is completely unfair. This is completely aimed at minorities. And you already heard my whole take on that. I mean, give me a break. They're out of that crazy excuse just doesn't wash anymore. Even with plenty of people who are, quotes, minorities that I know, they say, give me a break. My family killed themselves to get here. They did it legally. We came from Cuba. We came from Spain. We came from all kinds of other places. And we're proud to say it. We were proud to become citizens. But they got in line and they did it the right way. And it's an insult to them to see the voting practices and some of the nonsense that happens. All right, speaking of nonsense, this is what I talked about in the very beginning of the show with Victoria Jones. We always have somebody on from Washington, D.C., because they cover the White House every day. They're there. Their ears are open. They have contacts. They're paying attention on the ground level to what's happening because, boom, 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 things happen so fast. Yeah, we can all read about it, and yeah, I call sources, but they're there on the front line, so to speak, and they'll see things and get reactions to what trickles out. One of the things Victoria talked about, and now I've talked about it on the show a ton, is the push, the rabid push to get Eric Holder. John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, says know, the Justice Department is, we're done. We're done with the excuses of this nonsense. We're done with it. So the House is setting a contempt vote on Eric Holder. This goes back to Fast and Furious and what he really knew, what was really happening, and what the emails in a veiled way spell out. Will it amount to anything? I think Daryl Issa, the congressman, has definite sights on pulling down Holder if he can do it. But that's the big if question. So the House Oversight Committee is voting. They're going to end up voting on whether they're going to hold the AG in contempt of Congress. You know, it's the fourth time in 30 years, only four, that Congress has tried a contempt action against an executive member, an executive branch member. You know, you've got the three branches of government. So if you play along with me, this all goes from Holder failing to turn over all those documents that were subpoenaed back in 2011 in the fall over the Fast and Furious gunwalking investigation. The Justice Department says, oh, no, we maintain cooperation. We turned over tens of thousands of documents. And Eric Holder has testified on the topic eight times. Daryl Issa, as I said, is like a dog with a bone. He says they refused to turn over the ones we needed, the stuff that happened after February of 2011. So the Obama administration hasn't asserted any kind of executive privilege or any of that. So the Department of Justice refuses to produce them. And that's what ICE is saying. Look, they're not saying that the material can't be turned over. And this is Fast and Furious. And the claims of the whistleblowers, why it took the department a year to retract false denials. I mean, basically, it's the breadcrumbs. It's what really happened. And they know it, and that's what they're saying. ICE says the Justice Department can stop the contempt process by just giving the subpoenaed documents over. Why not just turn them over? So here's the juice in this whole thing. If the House Oversight Committee approves the contempt citation, then likely it's scheduled for a full House vote. And there's been all kinds of discussions and debate as to whether or not to push this forward or not, because they're worried about what does that do during the election year, the focus on the economy, all that other sort of stuff. So, I think it goes forward. It goes forward. I mean, this is the second year that there have been arguments over this. And it comes down to this. Did he make up a bunch of baloney because he knew it was happening? Or can he clear himself? And I would think if he could clear himself, that he wouldn't, that he would just have turned over the documents. That's what would happen. Now, four times in 30 years, can you remember the four times? I know you know one. Remember in 98 when the House Oversight Committee found Attorney General then Janet Reno in contempt for failing to comply with a subpoena on campaign finance law violations? You remember in 2008 the Dems, who were, you know, led the House Oversight Committee, found that former White House counsel Harriet Myers and Chief of Staff John Bolton found them both in contempt for failing to cooperate with an inquiry into whether a purge of federal prosecutors by the Bush administration was politically motivated. That was it for Harriet Myers. Then there was no more conversation about her. In 83, if we go back way back to the first one in 30 years, Congress found that the EPA administrator, Ann Gorsuch Buford, was in contempt for failing to produce subpoenaed documents. So that's what it's about. You know, show us what you got, because we know, we hear tell that there's something in there that is very compromising. So we've gone to court. We're moving this forward. We want this to happen. The Justice Department says that the Republicans' contempt move is unfortunate and unwarranted. And they say that this is pure politics and a bunch of crap, that it's nothing. There is nothing here. and that this fits into the same old thing where ISIS says, not so fast. Americans are disillusioned with what's happening in the United States in politics on the Hill because of things like this, because they know that it's a bunch of nonsense when it comes to Fast and Furious. How does the guy at the top, who admittedly, from people I know, is a control freak, how does he not know that that's happening? So it's a gaffe. To me, it's a huge gaffe. If he had turned everything over, then we wouldn't even be having this conversation. But instead, money is spent, more time is wasted on this. And it is, it's wasted. Because it is a sparring match. It is a soap opera. And we know the end of this. We know the end of this. I mean, look, did they dream this stuff up? Fast and Furious? I don't think so. I don't think that there were a bunch of underlings sitting around coming up with it. They didn't expect to happen what happened. So better to not have it really blow up and figure out a way to backdoor this. And because of this, there are people on both sides of the border that were massacred, are dead. Because nobody will take responsibility for it. So who came up with Fast and Furious? Basically a corrupt gun running scheme that no one will say, yeah, I know it was a bad idea, but we were just grasping at straws perhaps, but we didn't think that this was going to happen. We thought that we could knock off those straw men. We thought we could get the in-between guys and we could clean this whole thing up. And they couldn't clean the whole thing up. That's the bottom line. So the fact that they won't turn over tens of thousands of documents says that they have something to hide. If you have nothing to hide, what do? You give them everything they want. Who cares? I mean, the rule in law is bury them in paperwork anyway. So bury them in paperwork. If there's nothing to hide and they turned over all the documents, then there would be complete clarity. Eventually, it might take a long time, but there would be clarity. So it's insane. It's wrong. It was Fast and Furious was wrong, and so it should be agreed upon that it was a mistake. The idea was thrown out, and before you knew it, it became a real living, breathing project that lots of money was spent on. And unfortunately, Brian Terry's family finds that he was killed with one of these guns, and then that's when really the layers started to get peeled back. So, you know, two wrongs don't make a right. Just admit it. Just say, here's the documents. Here it is. This was the operation that we had. We thought this was going to be effective and, you know, blah, 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 blah. So I don't think he will. I don't think he's going to turn over the docs. And what happens with the contempt charge? I heard that he wanted to resign, if that's true. But he didn't resign for whatever reason. He didn't resign. But if it gets too hot, clearly he will. Clearly he would step away. Because in an election year, if he becomes a bigger liability, then that's when the Obama people will have to cut loose. And they won't protect Eric Holder for whatever he knew about Fast and Furious. All right. As promised, it's not all bad news, folks. Not everything rattling around in my brain is soapbox material. We got some good stuff. Oh, coming up next, happy, happy stuff. Especially if you're a hockey fan. Yeah, for a brief couple of minutes, we're going to spend some time on hockey. Hang with us.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption, absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Pass to Doughty. Doughty shot. Tip score! Dustin Brown! Dustin Brown tipped the shot from about 5 feet at the top of the goal crease. And the Kings score early on the major power play. And they're up in game six, 1-0. Richards there as well. Richards to Brown. Brown holding. Shot! Score! Dustin Brown from the slot. In the upper right corner, Brodeur may have got a piece of it. Dustin Brown with two power play goals on the major penalty to Bernier, and the Kings are up 2-0 here in game six. Now Brown again feeds the slot. Carter a shot. Score! From the high slot, Jeff Carter roofs it on Martin Brodeur. A minute 30 into the second period. Jeff Carter's second goal of the game. 4-0 Kings. The long wait is over. After 45 years, the Kings can wear their crown. The Los Angeles Kings have won the Stanley Cup.
Woohoo! Hats off to the Los Angeles Kings. The fans there waited 45 years. Yep. That's an expansion club if you go back to 67. They had really crazy uniforms back in the 60s. I looked up an old card of theirs. But they won their first NHL championship beating out the Devils. You heard the calls there. 6-1. That's big time. Game 6. Lots of celebrities on hand for that. But who cares about the celebrities? Just great that the Kings, the first 8-seeded playoff team to win the Stanley Cup. The captain, Dustin Brown, had a goal and two assists. And, you know, what a huge playoff run. 2 months of a playoff run. Those fans in L.A. were going crazy for this. And there are some transplants in L.A. that are very much into the Los Angeles Kings. I think it's good for hockey. It's good when a club like L.A. wins. I think, Matt Johnson, was into the L.A. Kings. Were you into the Kings this year? Were you watching the Kings at all?
Definitely was. They are probably my three favorite NHL teams. They got the Minnesota Wild, number one, obviously. And then the Kings are two, and the Flyers are third. And so this was pretty good for me. I really like Dustin Brown a lot. I like the Kings a ton, and it's just an incredible run they went on. As soon as Sutter took over as coach, I don't remember when that was. I think it was maybe around January or February that when they fired Terry Murray. They just started taking off, and an 8 seed winning, what did they go, 16-4, I think, in the playoffs. Just crazy.
It is crazy, and I can think of when I lived in California, Luke Robitaille and Gretzky and those guys were there, and people were crazy for the Kings. That was a big error for them. I have actually kind of a funny story to tell you, and I'll share this with everyone across America, and I'm sure you'll get a big laugh out of it. My uncle played professional hockey. His name was Bernie Perron. He was a goaltender for the Flyers. And so he told me, anytime if you need tickets, and I was just out of school, was living in California, oh, yeah, Uncle Bernie, want to go see a Kings game? No problem. And they set up the tickets, right? So I am living in the central coast of California. It's like 3 hours away. I'm down with a couple of people. There's four of us all together. And I'm thinking, hey, this is great. You know, we'll probably have okay seats because Uncle Bernie's a Hall of Famer. He made a call. We get down there. We get to the box office, and they say, hey, do you have seats for, you know, go to the will call window. Say, do you have seats for Kate Delaney? Do you have four tickets? And they said, oh, absolutely. We've got great tickets for you. Great. That'll be $560. $560. Yeah, there was no comp in that day. So it would be fine.
Did he hook you up at all?
He didn't know. He's French-Canadian. He makes a call to the office. They don't tell him. He doesn't think that they're going to charge for the tickets. And in L.A., nobody goes free unless you're like some uber-famous celebrity. So, of course, we had great seats. We're right behind the glass. In front of us, this is no lie, right in front of us was Sylvester Stallone and his now wife, and I think she was the wife at the time, Jennifer Flavin. She was a model. And she was super tall, and he's super in good shape, but super small. And so, yeah, great seats right behind Sylvester Stallone. But it costs a lot of money to sit there. And what are you going to do when you're in that situation? Sorry, does anyone have any cash on them to help pony up for the tickets that we got? Oh, nasty. All right, so we move from hockey to, yeah, it teaches you a lesson. You got to ask questions, make sure. Hey, if I have to pay for the tickets, fine, but do we have to sit in seats that cost us an arm and a leg? I mean, I just graduated from school. The race over the weekend, some of you took our Blind Belmont Challenge, and I'll have another, did not win the Triple Crown. It was shocking. On Saturday morning, the news came that the horse wasn't going to run because he hurt his leg. So I'll have another wasn't even in the race. Can you imagine? 85,000 plus people are there to cheer on what they thought might be a Triple Crown winner, and the horse was scratched. It didn't race. So, you know, there was a Triple Crown leading up to the race possibility, but then it didn't turn into a Triple Crown race at all. And, you know, there wasn't much you could do. Union Rags won the race. So if you plunked down $2, you would have won $7.50. Painter, who sat out the Derby and the Preakness, came in second, win place, and then show was Attagun, which was one and I think three-fourths lengths back or something in third, and that was 1060 to show. So those were the three horses. Nobody had those horses for our blind challenge. Most of you had All Have Another mixed in there somewhere. I mean, very sad. Before the race, I'll Have Another with the jockey, Mario Gutierrez, walked into the winner's circle to try, because they retired the horse, and the trainer was there, and people wanted to see the horse. So I thought that was great that they did that. But very disappointing for the crowd that was there thinking that they were going to get a chance to maybe you know, see some history since there hasn't been a Triple Crown winner since 1978. But the key thing here is nobody won our challenge. And I think it'd be pretty hard to find someone that had the trifecta. Somebody did somewhere, but certainly not most of the people I knew. They were thinking that we might see some history, or some people had Union Rags. We had a horse racing expert on, TK, was on with us and talked about what he thought would happen, and he had Painter, and he talked about Union Rags, did not talk about the other horse, and we didn't see that Triple Crown. He said he would have had, I'll have another mixed in there somewhere. All right, one last thing before we close out this hour and head for the cheap seats. I learned my lesson. What's in being a teenager and being crazy about whoever the teenage idol is at the time? You know, I don't pay too much attention to celebrity news, but you can't help but see some of it. And I'll tell you what, Justin Bieber has fans everywhere and beyond. I happened to read a little tiny blip about him today, and they were saying that thousands of young girls were in Mexico City because Justin Bieber was arriving. They said something like 300,000 people were there for this kid to see him, arrive and then do his bit, do his show. So what happened ultimately is that was just the people that were greeting him. Altogether about there were, they say, 80,000 spots in the plaza in Mexico City, the historic main plaza there. That's where he was putting on a little concert. And then there were another 120,000 people who watched on giant screens on nearby streets. Too bad Justin Bieber isn't a little bit older and can't be on the undercard for Mitt Romney. For fun, we did Who Do You Think? Remember, this was probably a couple of months ago. Who do you think would be the perfect vice presidential candidate that you would not expect who could get thousands of votes? And, of course, he's not of age, but if he was, boy, he knows how to draw out the female vote anyway, doesn't he?
I don't know. That's not a voting populace, though.
I know. Just a little too young.